It is episode 84 of The Minefield. It's The Minefield, but I should say the Jim Ellis Mazda of Gwinnett Minefield Meditation Podcast. Thank you for your support, as always, James. You can get a free car at J. Ellis Dodge Neon of Gwinnett, 2023 Hyundai Elantra 24K. Put down $24,000 for a Hyundai Elantra. You get a free one if you're a Minefield listener. It's buy one, get one free over at Jim Ellis Mazda Gwinnett Dodge Neon. And let's just say you go in there, you get the Hyundai Genesis for your wife for Christmas. Boom, you got two cars. That's a $100,000 car. You can get two of them if you're a fan of the Minefield. And we appreciate the support. We're also brought to you by the Driftwood Bistro on Jekyll Island, Georgia, down in the Golden Isles. A wonderful place with hot bread and fried shrimp. Thank you for the support. I want to start with a quick apology.
Sorry about that. I had that one wrong. That was wrong. I'm sorry.
I stand corrected.
All right. I said some weird stuff last time. Last episode, I said some weird stuff. I was trying a new medicine, and I had some setbacks with the medication, and I had some setbacks mentally, and I regret recording the podcast in the midst of that episode that I was having. And I'm normally not a very materialistic person, but when I'm on this new medicine, I typically become very money hungry and very sort of greed oriented, and I'm really sorry about that. For those of you who missed it, here it is.
If I made $400,000 a year, I would be embarrassed with myself as a husband, a father, basically as a human being. You guys haven't done the math because you cannot live on $400,000 a year. And if you think you can live on $400,000 a year, I might have to go back and add number one. Nothing. Anybody can make $400,000 a year. All you got to do is show up. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. You guys don't need to agree with me. I've already been paid my fee. I am not here to satisfy you. I don't care if you like me or not, man. I want to move a handful of people in the room to go from $400,000 a year to start thinking about how do I make $4 million? Big boy right over here. What'd you make last year? 2.7. How does anybody live on $2.7 million a year? My plane eats $2.7 million a year. This dude needs to think different. He's running out of time, man. You guys all in the room, man, you're running out of time. You're in a space that is so frothy with opportunity. It's unbelievable.
Whoops.
Excuse me.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry about that.
One wrong.
That is
that was
to
wrong.
To.
I'm sorry.
Please. I'm ashamed. I like I said, corrected. I get very materialistic on this medicine. So, I'm going to put that in the past. Coming up, I'm going to rank my favorite Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens moments later in the show. I'm really excited to debut our new phone system. That's right. The only people who have the number are members of our Reddit community. It's called Kitty Litter is a Hoax. Our members receive a phone number. They can call, interact with me, leave messages when I'm not here, talk on the show. We can kind of get to know our listeners. Like I said, our Reddit is called Kitty Litter is a Hoax. It was originally started as a conspiracy website when I was going through a real weird time in my life, and I got really gullible and sort of fell in with the wrong people, and they kind of got me misdirected on a few things, and that Reddit is sort of the remnants of it. But it has so many followers that I've decided to keep it up as my podcast Reddit. So we're going to try to do this and interface with the audience a little bit and get to know them and give them a chance to meet somebody like me, you know, if only for a minute, just over the phone, of course. We have a call coming in. Sorry, this is going to be... We have a call coming in. Sam in Baxley, Georgia. That's kind of funny. I wonder if he knows about the Zaxby's. How you doing, Sam?
I saw a UFO. I think it was a Sasquatch was flying in.
I had high hopes for you, Sam. Dang it. Man, that stings. Okay. Ugh. God, that really hurt. Okay. Next caller. I don't even have a name for this one. It hadn't been screened yet.
Yeah, I'm calling in with a UFO sighting. I think I saw one down over in Cartersville, Georgia. I'm over here in Cartersville. It looked like a drone. Could have been a drone. You know what? It was probably just a drone. I'm sorry, wasting your time, buddy. Sorry.
Okay, you know what? We've got no other callers anyway, so great. Any voicemails?
No voicemails.
Nope. All right. Okay, well, you know what? I'm tempted to scrap the whole thing, the phone thing. Let's just take a deep breath, and we'll try it again later in the podcast. But I will say, in all seriousness, that this podcast, if this podcast has ever been about anything at all, it's been about not being narrow, not being completely focused on just one subject matter, okay? There's not some overbearing rule that says we have to be this kind of podcast. Let's get out of this dirty stuff, okay? Let's move on in the podcast. Let's get to what brung ya, because I know what brung ya, and it's that Sasquatch debunking. I know it is. Let's get some Sasquatch junk going on.
Now, what I saw out there on the ridge tonight, it scared me, okay? But I do think it was a bear. I don't think it was Sasquatch.
Cut. All right, take it again. Okay, this time don't immediately debunk it, okay? Just kind of build it up, let it happen, you know. Let's do it again, okay? But don't debunk it immediately.
Yeah, sorry about that. Old habit. What I saw tonight was terrifying. It was unidentified, and it scared me. And although I have a pretty good idea of what it was, I guess I'll never really know.
Coming up later this season on the Minefield MF23, brought to you by James Ellis Dodge Neon of Gwinnett County, Georgia.
The man was a born debunker, okay, is what he was born to do.
The Bigfoot. Now that's a damn bear and you know it. It's not a Bigfoot, okay?
Podcast identifies as comedy. The content must re- attention. Attention. This material has been censored by the National Podcast Alliance of America for questionable content under the fourth clause in the genre section. This reads that if a podcast identifies as comedy, the content must reflect that. If a comedy podcast is not funny, the NPAA can and will remove the offensive and unfunny material.
That I have the HD in ADHD, but not the AD. And, of course, the police officer said I was being overly aggressive in public. And now I'm getting a bunch of heat from management and from customers about my bad attitude. I don't listen to them. I just keep pushing through. Well, lifting weights. Lifting weights. Working out. Staying up as late as I can. Getting up early. Getting up early. Remember to skip meals. Oh, yeah. Oh, that hurt. That hurt. That hurt. So I'm circling back. I'm following up on previous emails. I'm trying to create some synergy for the podcast. I'm branding. You know, I'm continuously branding. I put ointment on it. And then I'll do it again, you know, and I'll put gauze on it and I'll do it again. But I'm circling back. I'm going to keep you up to date. We went to New Orleans. I recorded an episode about that. It's coming up. We had Thanksgiving, did that on the road in North Georgia, bouncing around between grandparents, taking the little boy out on the road, showing him off, letting everybody see his tricks and stuff. We had Christmas here. We hosted like the Griswolds. We didn't have that many people stay with us. I honestly wish we did. I think that'd be kind of fun. But we hosted everybody at least for the afternoon. We're doing cold tubs. We're doing saunas at the same time, like you guys suggested. I mean, it's all happening. And every morning, I slop that big old cold tub full of ice water into the sauna. Whatever I need to do for my body. For my family's body. Bodies. Family bodies. body. Hope you guys had a great year. We're going to be back with season 5. Back for MF 24. That's right, season 5 coming up. Love you. Bye.
So am I. Want to tag along? By the way, I'm the leader. I'm your new leader. Hi.
Kind of amazing. I am the leader. I really am.
Minefield season 4. Talking about Bigfoot, UFO.